Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Incredibly stupid take. You suck.
Yeah, that's what we say to some of you. Again, we have an open door policy. No other radio show like it. We allow you to actually make fun of the host, to actually criticize the host, to actually rip into the host and compare them to the hopeless, pathetic Phoenix Suns, who some people, Linnell Willingham, will never blame Kevin Durant for anything. Because he thinks somehow, some way, one of Kevin Durant's homeboys are going to be listening and get him on the show. Which is not going to happen, ever. So, Linnell has to, you know, Linnell has to play it cool and defend those that are sometimes undefendable. And again, I don't care really all that much about Mike Budenholzer or the Phoenix Suns or Devin Booker. Or Kevin Durant, I just find it laughable how people present things. Sports is a wild and crazy place, man. The emotions and the energy and the passion and the achievement of a Rory McIlroy moments after he flubbed at what it seemed like a great opportunity, a great chance, you know, on the same day that I don't know. You'll look around and you see NBA playoff teams barely making it in. You see teams like the Warriors dropping into the play-in round. I was reading all sorts of stuff overnight about what happened in the NBA yesterday, and I'm trying to pull it up here. Golden State. You know, dropped into, like I said, the play-in round. They had, remember last week when the Nuggets, we said they were fourth when they fired their head coach and general manager, but they could drop into the play-in round? Well, they stayed at fourth. And they won 4 in a row after firing their coach, so I guess it worked. Three in a row. Then they're going to take on the Clippers, who wound up finishing in the fifth seed, who won yesterday over Golden State, who needed the win, right? So they stay at 5. Golden State drops again into the play-in round. The Lakers are at 3. They get Anthony Edwards in Minnesota, which is going to be tough, you know, for them. Here's real quickly what I wanted to get to. So the Elias Sports Bureau had this. Sunday was the first time 3 teams from a single conference, the West, clinched a playoff spot on the final day of the season. Since conferences were established in 1970 and 71. That's pretty crazy, right? First time 3 teams from a single conference clinched a playoff spot on the final day of the season since 1970 and 71. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City, Houston, they're the 2 top seeds. They'll play the play-in winners. Obviously, a couple of days required for that. Then the rest of the teams get started over the weekend or this upcoming weekend. Again, Golden State will host Memphis in a 7-8 game, Kings and the Mavericks somehow in the 9-10 game. So we'll see. There was a bunch of crazy things that happened in hockey, too. I'll try and find some of that for you as well. Obviously, you know, we'll be talking NBA playoffs and the future of the Wizards. The Wizards, again, finished with the second worst record. Yes, by winning yesterday, that hurts them technically. They still have the same percentage chance, but they could drop to 6 instead of 5. Everybody's upset about that. I don't really care. I mean, honestly. If they finish at 5, they're not getting one of the top 3 players, the 2 kids from Rutgers, it seems, or Cooper Flagg. It's all about the lottery. Now, again, it's not like Utah gets a 16% chance and Washington gets a 14% chance, right? It would matter a little bit more. If they drop to 6 instead of 5, does that hurt them? Technically, yes. But is it like the end of the world? No. They're not getting one of the top 3 or presumed top 3 picks. Again, you'd rather be at 5 than 6, but you'd rather also develop. And this notion that they should just quit, roll over, and play dead. I mean, they only played 7 guys yesterday. The Heat were not playing their roster. I mean, what do you want them to do? All you guys that just, oh, how could they dare to win? What, you didn't enjoy Bob Carrington playing all 82 games and making a miraculous game-winning shot? You didn't enjoy that? You'd rather the team win 9 games instead of 18 games? Why? So that they could get the 5th spot instead of the 6th seed? Really? Really? I mean, I don't get that, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm missing something. You tell me. I'm trying to look it up just because I took a screenshot overnight of this. So Chase Hughes, the Wizards officially have the second best odds in the NBA draft lottery, which is May 12th. They're tied for the best odds to pick first at 14% and can select no lower than 6th, which is just what I said. They have a 14% chance to pick first, a 13.4% chance to pick second, a 12.7% chance to pick third, a 12% chance to pick fourth, a 27.8% chance to pick fifth, a 20.0% chance to pick 6th. Now, I don't understand why it's like that and skewed quite like that, but again, they have a 14% chance. That's the same as the Utah Jazz. I think another team is involved in that too, has the same percentage. The only thing that they hurt themselves on was they could drop to 6th instead of 5th. And now you have to kind of in your mind say, was the 18 wins and developing Bob Carrington and Alex Saar and Keyshawn George and A.J. Johnson and Bilal Coulibaly when he was healthy and others, was that worth one slot in the draft? AMAC, you're a bigger NBA guy than I am. I mean, right? Am I, as far as you know, am I wrong in explaining this or no?
No, I think you're okay.
Does it matter? I mean, clearly, you'd rather pick 5th than 6th. But if the percentages are the same to get the number one overall pick, right? And they do this so that teams avoid tanking, truly tanking. Everybody was convinced that the Wizards were truly tanking. They were not. They were trying to reload. They're trying to reposture. They're trying to reform the clay. All of that. They are not tanking for one player. And they never have. But if they have the same percentage of getting the number one overall pick, but the only punishment for finishing with the second worst record in the league is that they might pick 6th instead of 5th, is that the end of the world? Would you rather exchange a minimum guaranteed 5th pick and lose 10 more games and not develop those young players that I just mentioned in competitive games, in competitive situations, and actually taste what it's like to be a professional and what it's like to try and win games and what it takes.
Now, I just think about the Detroit Pistons. I think what was that, 2 years ago where they were had the worst record in the
2 years in a row, yeah. Last year and the year before that.
Yeah. And they don't have the first overall pick. Yeah, right. I think the NBA.
And yet how many games did they win this year?
They did well this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait. So are you saying that you don't have to be the worst team in the NBA to actually turn it around and be good? Is that what you're saying? You don't have to tank to finish with the first overall pick to be turn it around and be good?
No, doesn't sound like it.
I mean, what part of this am I missing? I must be missing something. I must be missing something. I don't know. I heard all sorts of people bitching about this. I'm totally fine. Learn how to win. That's how you develop young players. You do not develop players on 10-win teams. Not that 18 wins is anything great by any stretch. It's not. But it's sure as hell better than winning 9 or 10 games. It's sure as hell part of what you need to do in this reformulation. In this rebuild, is acquire as many assets as you can, not acquire a generational talent as the number one priority. The number one priority should be to acquire as many resources and as many potential good players as you can, not hoping that you get the one generational superstar that comes down the pike every 3 years. That's not even guaranteed to be a generational superstar, for God's sakes. I'm sorry, you guys have it all wrong. The Brendan Daronomics people. Oh, please. Enough. Enough. Go kick all the rocks. Let's get to our buddy Athan in Annapolis. Double A, how are you, pal? Thanks again for the Best Buddies donation and for being my agent, my support leader, my liaison, my consigliere, or however the hell you say that word in the mob, consigliere. How are you, pal?
Well, I'm good. We need to get you at least another $500 donated for your to get you in the four digits for Best Buddies. So everybody out there who is able to donate, please hook Chris up at 510, whatever you can do, and it all goes to a great cause. So let me start with that because that's the most important thing.
Thank you, sir.
The second thing is, Chris, you mentioned something about your radio show, maybe the radio culture as a whole. So you said there's an open door policy on your show. People can call in and argue with you, and you mentioned some of your peers. And I think it's fair to say that all of you on both stations, and this is in any market, anywhere in the United States, it's fair to say that you all are at least local celebrities. I would even put Linus in that to a degree when, you know, he actually has his head on straight. But I think it's fair to say you all are recognized public figures, at least in this market.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to get at is there's an ego. And I would have it too when you see yourself on a, you know, an advertisement or something, the Chris Russell Show, the Junkies or whatever. But I think you do, and Kevin Sheehan and Doc do this really well too, a great job of removing yourself from it and making it about the fans and the calling in. Like for example, okay, you got to give the Junkies a lot of credit. They've been on the air almost 30 years. They're recognized everywhere they go. You've been on the air for 30 years. You're doing something right. However, there's not a whole lot of effort into that show. I think even one of the hosts might even take a nap once in a while. But again, what is allowed in life will repeat itself, okay? That doesn't go on this show. There's actually dialogue on your show, 3 to 5 minutes of arguing or agreeing or whatever the case may be, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So everybody out there, Russell, you start this, or Russell did this, that, and the other, I challenge anybody, maybe Doc and Sheehan are the only others that are close to you, that you can have that back and forth with. That's my second point, okay? And my final point is the Caps are very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
They have played the same against the Blackhawks, against the Islanders, against last night when I was there with Mad Max. they look the same, if not worse, in certain games, and I just don't like this trajectory. It looks like a capital collapse is about to happen. That's what I call that when they go in the playoffs and they you know, don't have a chance or get busted, you know, out in the second round, whatever. But it's very frustrating to see the talent on this team, because I understand that Protus is out and some other guys, but it just looks like there could be a 7-game series against an 8 seed going into the playoffs. And it's just so concerning, because it's like the same thing, everything I'm seeing the last 8 to 12 games.
Right, and it looks like it's going to be Montreal or Columbus. And both teams are going to give them some problems, especially even if Protus is back. But especially if Protus is not back. We will obviously talk more about the Caps moving forward. It was a lost weekend. I mean, embarrassing, even without Ovechkin and Chychrun and Protus on Saturday. To lose 7-0, just embarrassing. Last night, you know, you were there. I didn't get to see the game. You and Mad Max were there. So I do have something important to ask, though.
Yes.
Is Mad Max a good companion at Capitals games? Is he a fun time?
He's a prime time player. He gets into the game. He tried to lead a "Let's Go Caps" chant. He got the section going a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It's just that they didn't capitalize on a lot of opportunities,
right.
And then you start to get that sick feeling in your stomach, and then the beer farts start coming out because you know you're trying to down all any that you can to drown out your misery of the game,
right.
And everything.
Right.
And he was also a little nervous too, because he was going to the Kevin Sheehan show.
Right.
You know,
why I ask is I think you're going to have to start cutting him off. I think you're going to have to start cutting him off because he has turned his back on this show. He has literally taken his bat and gone home.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I have experience hearing labor cases. I've probably heard a couple hundred in my former career. So we can take this to a panel and have it for review. I'm not going to totally throw him under the bus like I would Linus, because we know, like, one thing I've learned over the years in business is to know your audience,
right.
And kind of consider who you're dealing with. And definitely, you know what you're dealing with Linus. But
you just brought up the name. I think your next time at a Capitals game or any sporting event should be, I mean, you should be subjected to dealing with, as you call him, Linus, as I'll call him, Linnell. The youngest in charge.
I want my next Capitals event to be with a hot brunette, but that I'll tell you, we could talk about that on the side. But, you know, it's just Max, the jury is out. Like he did good last night. Like he was into it. And I think once he's, you got to remember, he's like 24, 25.
Yeah.
At that age, when you're getting that exposure, because first he started with the Varsity, okay? Now he left you for what he thinks is greener pastures with Sheehan, because Sheehan is a pretty recognizable local figure,
right.
Okay?
It's just another paycheck.
So you got to remember, exactly, but that's going to his head right now,
right.
Because that's a lot at once. Now,
right.
if he went in the morning, then I think he would be on the downward trend, you know. But now that he's, you know, going from you to Sheehan, he's on the upward trend, and the ego is going to be inflated a little bit.
You know who you should really invite to the next game is my guy AMAC. Solid. I mean, good company, smart. He looks great in the fancy glasses that he's wearing. You know, they highlight his face. They make him shine. He's a superstar in the making.
Yeah, let's do that hockey.
All right, well, AMAC.
Let's do that hockey.
Hey, listen. hey, listen. That was a good one.
Oh, that was great.
AMAC is no hot brunette, but I will take it under advisement.
All right. We'll work out a date for you too. Thank you, bud. I appreciate you. As
you got
always,
it.
The great AA. Let's do that hockey. Oh, man, that made me laugh. I don't know why.
I always wanted to go to a hockey game, though.
You've never been to a hockey game?
No. I've worked a couple. I've seen Alex Ovechkin up close. That was kind of like...
Rewind. You've worked a couple how?
Through ESPN.
Okay.
Utility. Setting up...
Oh, because you were telling me that you worked for ESPN at the U.S. Open and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so I was a utility with them for a while coming out of school. So I would set up events, set up cameras.
And you'd actually get to be ultimately in the arena bowl or whatever? Okay.
Yeah, so I was one
of the... So you've been to games.
Yeah, so one of the games I was like with the cameraman and he would go into the locker room before the game. We would get to be in there for like a minute or two and then out. And then halftime, we would do the same. Or the first period, the third period. It switched between teams.
Yes. As we're doing that hockey, it's not halftime. It's period or intermission.
Readjust my brain. Yes. We're doing that hockey.
It's okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So you've been to hockey games. It's just you've been working.
Yeah.
You haven't been as a fan.
Yeah, I think that would be a different experience.
So if somehow, some way, through the grace of the hockey gods, and through Athens' generosity, because he's a very generous soul.
Mm-hmm.
If I were somehow to get you, and it may not be the playoffs this year, it may be like next year, I somehow got you to go with Athens to a hockey game as a fan, you would go?
If it was a weekend, yes, because I'm an old man and I try to get to bed by 9. But
nine?
Yeah, 9.
What time do you get up in the morning?
5 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're working, Chris.
I was starting to think like you were Lurch Papa from the Junkies. Maybe. You know, going to bed at 6:30 at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds lovely. I wouldn't mind that.
9 o'clock?
I try. Doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
Probably never happens.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's a little bit too early. It's a little I am enjoying going to bed earlier as I get older. But 9 o'clock's a little bit too early. All right, coming up next, a lost weekend for the Nationals, a lost weekend for the Capitals. We'll rewind on that before 4 o'clock on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Let me ask you a question, Russo. You like to tussle?
Always like to tussle, baby. There's this back and forth on Twitter between AA, Longfellow Tidwad, at Longfellow underscore Tidwad, and a couple other listeners, Apex Jones, Linnell is somehow thrown in there, about LeBronny James. I don't know what happened. I kind of missed what this round is about. Oh, here it is. Okay. So, Bronny James ended the regular season with the worst field goal percentage in the entire NBA. 33%. So, someone named Apex Jones said, let's be fair, Bronny actually finished the year shooting 31.3% from the field. Of the 569 players listed on NBA.com, he ranked 531st. But of the 423 who played at least as many games as he did, 27, Bronny had the fourth poorest field goal percentage in the NBA. He was 419th out of 423. So that's how this got started. And AA saw it and agitated and copied a few of us. I mean, and whenever he's on next, and I don't know when he's on next, I know he left the studio in a mess as usual. Whenever he's on next, you're going to hear my guy Linnell Willingham talk about how great LeBronny James was in the WNBA. I mean, in the, what do you call it?
Freudian slip there? Like, are you trying to say something?
Yeah.
Trying to make a point?
In the G League. Is it the G League?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I had the WNBA on my mind because their draft is tonight. Hoffman's going to be at Capital One Arena. Apparently, they're having a draft party. The Mystics have the 3rd, 4th, and 6th overall picks. And they just acquired another first rounder next year as they're kind of rebuilding, reloading their team. I'm sure Greg will have plenty on that. All right, let's do this. Let's get to Ray in Frederick. He wanted to make a point about the Wizards that apparently I forgot or I overlooked. What's up, Ray? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Thank you for taking the call. Let me just go back real quick. I'll make it very short and sweet. So it starts at the top, and in the beginning we had Ernie Grunfeld, and Ernie had 15, almost 16 years of, you know, servitude for Ted, and he didn't do anything, right? He got us John Wall, and what else did we do? Get and do pretty much nothing. And then we hired Tommy Shepard. And what did Tommy Shepard do? He bumbled the deal trade and gave him no clause. Oh, the right mind would do something like that. And after that, we got lucky, or Ted got smart and said, you know what, let me hire somebody who has experience and, you know, savviness in terms of drafting and building a team. And he got Will Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, who's number one in the West right now? Oklahoma City,
yes.
Thunder.
Which is where they come from, right?
Right. So, basically, we're mad. I mean, not necessarily mad, but we're just disappointed to say, hey, we want to get the best chance. We got to get the best odds. Of course, people are going to, you know, say every loss is first to win. We're not going to be good in the next 5-6 years, I believe, just how the OKC Thunder did. And I think Will Dawkins is doing that. He got, you know, Kyshawn George. He got above, and he got, I think, Bilal's still good, and, of course, Sarr. So, for me, it's like, you come and see with Ted and how he did things, and, you know, it's not like you didn't forget it. You knew it, you were there. It's just that you have to be reminded. This is why people are mad. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ray. Here's the thing that I would say. I mean, I think the jury on Ernie Grunfeld, rightfully so, is a negative return jury, guilty as charged. I mean, we do forget that they won 49 games. They made it to the conference, not the conference finals, the second round several times. They were a John Wall away, injury away from making it to the conference finals. They were a game seven on the road in Boston away from making it. Like, it wasn't as bad as everyone makes it out. It was not good enough. It was not satisfactory. It wasn't as bad. And people forget that Tommy Shepard got them out of the John Wall contract. Yes, agreed to the Bradley Beal contract. But guys, that's not just Tommy Shepard. That's Ted Leonsis too. Okay? So we have to make sure that we don't just sandblast people that we assume made these decisions unilaterally or 100%. Every situation is different. So we have to be fair. Right? And I would say this. It's not going to take six or seven more years to turn this thing around. I guarantee you this team's in the playoffs in 2 years. I don't know about next year. I have to see what they do this offseason and where they wind up in the draft and who else they sign. I'm very hopeful that next season is mid-30s in terms of wins and maybe more. Very hopeful. I am not a tear it all down to the studs and hope and pray that you get the generational superstar that then can't stay healthy. See, you guys play that game, I don't. You guys want one person and one person only and care about the generational superstar instead of building a really good team. That's what the Wizards are doing right now. They're building potentially, or what has the potential to be a really good team. Now, do they have a superstar? Do they have a generational superstar? No, not that I would identify absolutely. Does Alex Saar seem like he's heading to a very, very, very good place? Yes. But I don't think Bob Carrington and Keyshawn George and Anthony Johnson and Bilal Coulibaly are ever going to be superstars, but they're going to be good players. Good players, maybe very good players. But it's not about finding the generational superstar and sacrificing everything else and not building a team. Because what good is it to have a generational superstar when you have nothing around them? What do you want? They got to go 1-on-5, 1-on-7, 1-on-8, 1-on-10? You want it to take 5 years to build a team around them? You guys have this all wrong. Will Dawkins and Michael Wenger are building a team and an organization. They are not just trying to build for a one-time generational superstar that they may or may not get, that may or may not work out. That's not the way smart basketball people do things. All right. Got to take time out for a trending alert. Nats in just a moment on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Now we'll start off with the Nats, who open up a four-game set in Pittsburgh tonight at PNC Park. And, oh, by the way, awaiting them is, well, the 5-11 Pittsburgh Pirates. But Paul Skeens, yeah, that guy, so far off to a 1-1, 3.44 ERA, but a whip of just 0.82. And he struck out 20 and 18 in the third innings. He'll be opposed by Brad Lord, who makes his second major league start. Nationals 2 out of 3, lost 2 out of 3, rather, over the weekend, and are 6-9 on the year. You can hear it on 106.7, the Fan pregame coverage at 6:10 with Charlie and Dave. The Phoenix Suns have fired Mike Budenholzer 1 year into a 5-year, $50 million deal. His team started out 8-1, did not make the playoffs. and finished 10 games under 500, supposedly some friction in the locker room with Devin Booker, and perhaps more. The New Orleans Pelicans have fired David Griffin, their longtime general manager and vice president of basketball operations. Supposedly, they want to replace him with Hall of Famer Joe Dumars, who is from, of course, New Orleans, and played and ran the Detroit Pistons for much of his professional career. And that is what's trending.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, before we get back to some final phone calls and a quick thought on the Nationals, the radio showgram here on a Monday is brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know? A vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland. The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device, learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. That's mdautotheft.org. And slow down, all you Maryland maniacs. That's right. That's not part of the ad read. That's my commentary. Slow the bleep down. especially when you're coming over 695 and South Capitol Street. You know who you are. You know who you are on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Nationals, real quickly, listen, you lose 2 out of 3 after winning the series opener on Friday night. Not good. Not the end of the world. You're 6-9, but, you know, I kind of needed better. I don't know. I mean, Saturday was the starting pitching. Trevor Williams got beat up. Scored, you know, they were down 3-0. James Wood beats out an infield single. They tie it up 3-3. And then immediately you'll walk away and you come back and they're down 6-3. Or something like that. Maybe it was 7-4. I can't remember exactly. Yesterday, they have a 3-0 lead, right? Things are looking like, all right. Things are looking pretty good, right? Not so good. I shouldn't say it was a 3-0 lead. It was a 3-1 lead. My bad. And then Mackenzie Gore, I mean, listen, 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 earned runs, 7 strikeouts, 3 walks. Somebody out there is going to call that an acceptable start, a good start, a quality start. I don't know, whatever you people want to call things. And good start. Had a 3-1 lead. He's pitching in vicious shadows. I mean, like, I was just watching a replay of the game out in the bullpen. He's totally in the sunlight because they had the roof open all weekend. It was nice enough in Miami, which is rare. And he's totally in the sunlight. And halfway to home plate is totally basted in shadows. I mean, you know, like, that's really tough to hit. Now, I'm not saying it was like that the entire start, but I'm just pointing out. You give Mackenzie Gore a 3-1 lead against the Marlins. You want him to be better than he was yesterday. Was it embarrassing? No. 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 walks. It was way too difficult, though. It was not good enough, though. Period, though. Not good enough. And Mackenzie Gore, since his opening day start, and he's not going to pitch in the Pirates series, he's going to pitch next at Coors Field in Denver. Good luck. I mean, since his opening day start, he was pretty good against the Dodgers. 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 6 innings, only 1 walk. So you'll take that and a win. But he's been not very good, quite honestly, in his 2 other starts. Much like C.J. Abrams last year and what we talked about all offseason, spring training, whatever, you need more consistency. And I know it's hard, but you need more consistency. Mackenzie Gore cannot be this up and down. You know, it's one thing to, you know, get bashed upside the head at Coors Field on a Friday night, which is an unfair situation. And maybe he'll be great on Friday night. I don't know. But my goodness, not good yesterday. Certainly not good enough. And speaking of not good enough, good Lord, was that bullpen horrendous. And it had gotten a little bit better. But Lucas Sims still is Lucas Simming. 12.79 ERA. Yesterday, no outs recorded. 2 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned. And 3 walks. Get lost. Designated for assignment soon. Today. Tomorrow. Don't use him. Unless you're down 11-4. Stop putting him in any kind of meaningful situation. Use him as you used Cole Henry yesterday. Jorge Lopez wasn't good yesterday. An inning. And 3 earned runs and 3 hits. That's the ballgame. That's the story. So the Nationals lose 2 out of 3. All right, let's get to Lou in D.C. What's up, Lou? How are you?
What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
All right, Lou. What's going on? How are you?
Why are you blaming Mackenzie Gore, man?
Why am I blaming Mackenzie Gore? I just gave you the reason why I'm blaming Mackenzie Gore.
Well, they don't have a starting five team. So a pitcher. He's probably the only ace on the team.
Not a starter in Major League. I don't get the point.
I say he's the only one that goes out there at least give you like sixth inning and a couple of strikes here and there. But the team's not putting up any runs, so you gotta balance that out.
They had a 3-1 lead, and he immediately gave it back. He walked three guys yesterday, gave up 8 hits in 6 innings. That's 11 guys on the that's a whip of like almost 2. That's not good, and 4 earned runs. It's the Marlins, for God's sakes.
I get it. Well, they just almost swept the Dodgers. So I don't know. Baseball is a weird game. Yeah. But it doesn't mean
I can't criticize Mackenzie Gore, even though he's the best out of a mediocre bunch. He's got to be more consistent. Just like CJ Abrams has to be more consistent when he's healthy. And clearly, obviously, right now he's not healthy. He's on the IL.
Well, the entire team is a bunch of, maybe a couple of players beside, the James and a couple other guys on the team. I mean, they really, they just kind of a one-year type of players. You just go with the flow and see if they could find a way. I don't think they're a playoff team. I mean, they just try to find a way. I don't know what the owners are doing, but, that's a long story, whatever, for other day. But I was calling about, the Capitals, man. They just kind of been disappointing. I think, everything I've been saying about them, come to the playoff, they just can't get it right, and they just waiting on OV to do everything. So I'm looking at maybe first-round exit. I'm sorry, but that's just the way they always operate like that. The defense sucks. And the goalie, I don't know who that guy is. They need to – they sent them back to whatever he came from. But I don't know what's up with Logan Thompson. Is he out for
He's had a concussion for the last week and a half, so he's not back health-wise yet. Trust me, as soon as he's healthy and cleared, you'll see him back in the net. Now, the problem is I don't know if that's going to be in the remaining 2 regular season games, and if it's not, then you're going to see, in all likelihood, Charlie Lindgren start the playoffs.
I'm fine with him. I mean, the defense need to kind of, they just shoring up, man. They just can't continue to do this and play – when the game mattered the most, especially in the playoff, and you just seem like we just year after year, when Ovi make the playoff, they find a way to waste it. I don't know if they need to kind of snap out of that and find a way to get it together and go in the playoff and make this run, man. Don't waste this man, talent and his whatever he's been accomplishing here, man. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Right. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, thank you, Lou. Appreciate you. Sorry to Lap in D.C. We just don't have enough time to do everything. Lappy, call back tomorrow. We'll be here. We're open for business tomorrow and every day. Coming up later in the week, we're expected to be joined by Burke, Virginia native Byron Saxton from WWE. Longtime Commanders fan, Florida Gator. Talk to him about all of that, and he'll be in Las Vegas for WrestleMania. It'll probably be Friday. We're trying to work out the details on that, but Byron's a good guy and a good friend of mine, so always looking forward to that. Coming up next, a Masters dum-dum of the day. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, wrapping up shop here on a Monday. Craig Hoffman coming up from Capital One Arena. I guess they're having a Mystics draft party tonight. The Mystics with the 3rd, 5th, and 6th picks in the first round tonight of the WNBA draft. So here is where we wanted to go. I'm trying to find the story now, because I took my cursor off the damn browser window on the Team 980 Dum Dum of the Day. It would help if I didn't have 50 windows open. So the Masters just wrapped up. John Daly, remember him? Big bushy beard, controversial, smoke, whatever. all sorts of things going on there. He has not played at Augusta National at the Masters since 2006. However, he sets up shop yearly at a Hooters about a mile away from the course. I can't believe Augusta National allows that, but anyway. Last year, according to his publicists, who told ESPN, he made $780,000 worth of merch sales. $40 hats, $10 autographed golf balls, and $250 boxes of cigars, among other items. And they preliminarily thought it could be more. And his statement to ESPN was, eat some good food, smoke, and sell some beep. It's an annual deal that he's got. Again, he has not golfed at Augusta National in the Masters since 2006, but he has lots and lots of fans. One said, John Daly's my hero. He's the best, drunkest golfer there ever was. He's had all sorts of surgeries and cancer, and we wish him well. This is not about John Daly. He's doing what Americans should do. Try and make yourself as relevant as you can. This is about you. Stop being dummies. Stop buying $250 boxes of cigars and $40 hats and $10 autographed golf balls for a guy who's irrelevant and has been irrelevant for 20 years. Wake up, America. Donate that money to Best Buddies. For God's sakes, bunch of idiots. All of you people that make this pilgrimage to Hooters in Augusta and line John Daly's pockets with nearly $800,000 worth of revenue. Silly geese. Thanks to AMAC on the other side. Oh, the glass. Great job by him, as always. Craig's up next. Have a great Monday. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.